Okay, I'd like to call this Government Operations Committee meeting to order, September the 16th, 2019. It is 1:05 PM. And roll call, please.
Congressman Maker?
Here.
Congressman Walker? Speaker Tillman?
Here.
Congressman Potts?
Present.
Congresswoman Gitfox?
Present.
Congressman Big Horse?
Present. We have a quorum. Congressman Potts, would you please say a prayer for us?
Lord, we thank you for today. Just thank you for the opportunity to serve the USH people. And thank you for the willingness of members to be here to guide our nation. Watch over us, guide our actions, guide our choices that we make today. Just help us keep in mind everyone that we're here to serve. In your name we pray.
Amen. Thank you, sir. Okay, moving on to item number 4. If you'll look over your minutes. Congressman Potts.
Motion to approve the minutes from September 12th.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed?
Abstain.
One is abstention. Okay, moving on to item number 5. I believe we have some unfinished business on item number 5. Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. my apologies for not making this motion at the last meeting, but I would like to make a motion to report sections 8, 12, 15, 16, 23, 24, 31, 33, 37, 39, 42, 45, 46, 48, 52, 53, 55, and 62 of committee substitute for ONCA 1977, dated September 4th, 2019, and stepped in at 1:45 p.m. back to the Appropriations Committee as reviewed by the Government Operations Committee.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? Thank you. Congressman Potts. Okay, moving on to ONCA 1963, an act to amend 26 ONC subsection 14-105 of the Osage Nation Permanent Fund Act to authorize utilization of funds by appropriation for government operations and government services during a financial emergency and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Mr. Speaker Tillman. Speaker Tillman, you have the floor, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. ONCA 1963 came about to me during the early notifications by the state of Oklahoma and Governor Stitt with the possibilities that could possibly jeopardize our gaming revenue, which could possibly jeopardize the funding for the government, the Osage Nation. And so the first couple of pieces of correspondence that we received in my conversations with the executive branch, we were preparing for different scenarios that could happen, going to gaming board meetings and listening to them talk about, I believe it's 5.9% exclusivity fees that we pay now. Those could double, those could triple, but we have to be astute as a nation and prepare for even what if there was a shutdown, you know. And when we talk about a financial emergency, that could also be fire, it could be tornadoes, it could be whatever that could be. So what was going to happen with the government, and you know that we have in the permanent fund currently roughly $30 million. And I don't want to say that's all we have, but that's all we have. And that would sustain our government approximately 6, maybe 7 months. And to be able to do that, what this piece of legislation that Legal and I and the chief looked at, chief's office, was that the Osage Nation, this would help us not only with government operations and government services, but we're going to have to keep some programs open. If we run out of money in the general fund and have to tap into the permanent fund, government operations will have to also direct the day-to-day operations of the government, and that's what this piece of legislation does. So where it changes, it says, or by appropriation for government operations and government services in the event of a financial emergency due to insufficient funds in the general fund of the Treasury. Because in those doomsday scenarios, what happens as well is we have programs that need to continue on, family violence, financial assistance, social services. We'll have child support services, child care programs, and those need to stay open, but those are tough decisions the executive branch will have to make and operate. And this law cleans up some language to me to allow them to continue on with what we have left.
Question? Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Speaker Tillman, I appreciate the work that's gone into this, but as we've kind of talked, I don't know that this is the best foot forward that we can put in regard to the permanent fund. And as we said in May of 2019, when we amended this section of law to specifically say direct assistance and not direct services, we've heard quite often from this administration those direct services are our financial assistance employees, those employees that provide that direct service to the nation. And I think that bypassing that amendment to this just May of this year to say direct assistance and clarify that the permanent fund is not supposed to be for direct services, I think that this is just kind of circumventing that in a way to get us to where we can operate the nation out of our permanent fund. And I don't know that I can get behind that idea right now, especially with a looming threat.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
So I don't think that this needs to go to another agenda. I would be prepared to send it out for a vote of the full Congress with no recommendation. I know where I stand on it right now. If it came to a final vote, you know, tomorrow on the floor, I would be a no vote. But I don't want to hold it here in committee either. I think that every Congress member needs the opportunity to vote their own conscience. And I'm of the opinion that yes, that $30 million, $30 million is a lot of money, but when it comes to taking care of a nation of people, it's really not. I think that in the event that we had to go to a doomsday scenario, what do we do with that $30 million? Do we keep providing programs and services, or do we change courses and put it into economic development in order to get more money coming in from where we've lost it, which is gaming? I don't have the answer to that. And I think that in the event that it comes to something like that, we would have to collectively come together as a nation from the executive and the congressional sides to make that determination. Like, this is it.
this is what we have left, and it's not looking good for gaming. So what are we going to do with this $30 million? Are we going to come up with an economic development plan that we can all stand behind to put our last dollar behind, or you know, do we move forward with programs and services? Ultimately, if we moved with programs and services and benefits and didn't stand behind economic development, what would we have for the next year? Nothing. And I appreciate the work too, and it's not that I don't think we should be thinking about it. I think we should definitely be thinking about it. But I'm kind of leaning towards, I would rather see this piece of legislation in a special session after December 31st, probably. I mean, that's just me. I would rather emergency special session. This is what we've got, and this is what we know is going to happen. We've heard back from the state regarding our gaming compact. And to me, that is worthy of an emergency special session. So I feel very strongly I'm going to be a no vote on the floor when this gets out, but I don't want to hold it hostage here in committee. I think that every member of Congress needs to vote on this, and it doesn't need to be held here.
Congressman Michael.
Yes, I appreciate your work on this, Speaker Tillman and the Chief and everybody, Treasurer, because we do have to prepare some sort of plan for if that happens to our nation. And to me, it'd be sort of similar to like when the federal government has a shutdown, like recently they had one, and I'm sure there was a lot of tough choices made then, you know, for who was going to get paid. And a lot of our federal employees, they had to work without pay, you know. So I would look at this as sort of similar to that situation, but ours is more critical because that's all of our money. Federal government, they can close and reopen and still, you know, function in the red like they have been doing the last, you know, 10 years. But as our nation, we've got to really be careful with that permanent fund. But we do also need to have something in place if we do have to get in and use some of that money for emergency purposes. But we're going to have to be very strict on how we use that money. It was like just a good thing that we had that back years ago when we first created that fund. We had the extra money to do it. Now we don't. So I just want to say that much about it.
Congressman Potts and then Congressman Tillman.
I'll yield to Speaker Tillman.
Okay, Congressman
Thank
Tillman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Congressman Potts. Just, and I really appreciate the comments from the committee here as we look at this piece of legislation and moving forward. And it may be withdrawn, it may be voted on the floor, not sure yet, but I really appreciate what Congresswoman Goodfox said, that this may be better served in a special session after we know more about what's going to happen after the deadline for the gaming compact. But I do think it's, I appreciate everyone's comments, but it is, you know, legislation that I think that we'll have to consider as we go forward.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and Speaker. I would agree. It's alarming to hear that $30 million could go in 6 or 7 months. I think that's a worst case scenario, but it's out there, and I think that that's worthy of consideration. I tend to agree with Congresswoman Goodfox. Right now, I think on the floor, I would be a no vote as well, but I don't know that this needs to be a no vote on Congress right now. I think that there is a potential for the need for this bill. Mr. Speaker, I'd kind of like your opinion on it as well. I'm okay holding this in committee, knowing that we're not going to come bring it back up this session, but where it's parked here in a committee, where if there is an emergency special session, there's not a need to refile a piece of legislation. It's there. We have it. We can bring it off the table at any time. So essentially saying, I don't want to vote no on it yet, and we may need it. And I don't think we're there yet, but I'd rather leave it parked here where we can access it more quickly in an emergency special session if we were to need it.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
So that's what I was going to say. If the sponsor is comfortable leaving it here in committee, then I'm comfortable. But if you wanted it out on the floor, then I was going to say let's move it out. But if you are comfortable leaving it here, then let's do it.
Speaker Tillman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And absolutely, and that was one of the reasons I wanted to get here today and hear the comments. And again, very much appreciate everyone's commentary on this, and I am comfortable just leaving it here. It'll be fine.
I'll make a motion to postpone ONCA 1963 to the call of the chair.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Okay. ONCA 1978 is postponed to the call of the chair.
63.
I'm sorry. Moving on to consideration of ONCA 1979, an act to amend the criminal procedure code.
78.
Oh, I'm sorry. ONCA 1978, an act to amend the Independent Press Act to establish an alternate board members to make the editor a hired employee position instead of an appointed position, to establish a shield law, and to establish an alternate effective date. Congresswoman Stabler's here. Congresswoman, you have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I want to apologize to the committee. I might have misunderstood the other day. I thought we were bringing the Press Act bill back on Thursday the 19th, so I don't have the new draft ready for this bill. I should have it by tomorrow, and it's all over the shield law. And so if I could ask the committee to let me postpone that to Thursday.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Motion to postpone ONCA 1978 to the call of the chair.
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Thank you, Congresswoman. Okay, moving on to item number 8, consideration of ONCA 1979, an act to amend the criminal procedure code to update the jury selection process and to establish an alternate effective date. Congresswoman Stabler is the sponsor. Congresswoman Stabler, you have the floor.
Thank you. I received this last few days, or the end of last week, several amendments for this bill from the AG's office, from the court, from different ones that were involved in it. We do have a committee substitute. I have a committee substitute, but I have not had it stamped in. I just got it just a little while ago. So it's at the committee's discretion. What would you like me to do to go ahead and review it? It's quite lengthy now. Or to go ahead and submit it and let you all have time to review it.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Are all of the changes per the AG's office?
Some of them, yes.
Who are the other changes from you?
Court.
Who?
Court and myself.
The court and yourself and the AG's office. I'd be good with adopting the committee substitute now. Yes, I make a motion that we adopt the committee substitute stamped and dated. Do we have it stamped and dated?
Make a motion for a brief recess for it to be stamped and dated.
Second.
I have a motion for recess and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Yes. Aye.
We're in recess for just a moment.
Okay, we're off. Thank you all. I'm sorry. I just got a little while ago, and I've had one read through it, so I didn't realize I was on the agenda. My fault. But I think it's in good shape now. I really do think it's in good shape. So.
What'd you guys do on 1977? We just report the sections out.
Somebody screaming, "Oh, man."
When that guy was here that day and talked to her, recently? No. Editorial page?
Yeah.
What's it say?
That in.
Talks about his 1982 letter he wrote to Mary Fallon.
2 years ago?
What's up?
No, we were just.
Ready to renegotiate.
The front page article?
Before he was governor?
Saw that.
Yeah.
A very loud thud.
Yeah, that was a. I remember those discussions. I remember thinking.
That was before ball and dice, wasn't it?
I remember from that too. Everybody was in a rattle. You know, why is anything going on?
Well, all the other